Do you think that this affirmative defense makes peaceful protesters less safe or more safe by allowing a counter-protester to escape civil liability for injuring or even killing a protester with their car, a gun, or by any other means?
I think it's incredibly disingenuous for you to refer to protesters when you're referring to that section of the bill, because that section of the bill specifically refers to rioters.
So much for collegiality. Representative Fentrice Driscoll there talking with Representative Juan Alfonso Fernandez Barquin. He's the one advocating the bill HB1 in the Florida House. That's the anti-riot bill, which has a wide variety of provisions. And she was asking the question, one of the questions that's come up is about the affirmative defense in case you wind up using violence against a rioter, and she says violence against a protester, and he says, stop it. That's the whole distinction. That's the essence of the bill. This doesn't do anything to change peaceful protest. It does everything to give police tools to handle non-peaceful, violent riots. Joining us now, we have Acting Pensacola Police Chief Kevin Christman. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How you doing?
Hey, I am doing great. Before we get into local stuff, I wanted to ask you your opinion about I want to ask you your opinion about this particular legislation, because anything that's underway, you never know how it might change before it gets to the end point. But I did want to ask you this. In terms of the need, this is a question that's come up is, you know, what problem are we trying to solve? And I think I know the answer, but I wanted to get your answer. Do you feel like right now, if we have a peaceful protest that becomes a violent riot, that turns somehow, do you feel like with the laws currently on the books that your officers have all the tools they need to handle all of those contingencies properly?
I think currently that there are laws in place that deal with that. But I also believe that violence in those circumstances can't be tolerated. You know, we will always support and protect those who choose to peacefully protest to have their voice heard, no matter what the issue is. But I think when violence begins is, you know, when, you know, that peaceful protest ends, and if it develops into a riot, I think any deterrent to keep that from happening is a good thing. I think that, you know, helps, you know, kind of maybe in the back of people's minds that if this turns into more than a peaceful protest, a peaceful gathering, which is constitutionally protected, that, there are going to be more severe consequences. I think though that, you know, in Pensacola, you saw last year as a prime example of, you know, the commitment that the Pensacola Police Department has to protecting people's rights to peaceably assemble, to peaceably protest, to have their voices heard. And we do everything we can to make sure that those voices are heard, no matter what their cause is, no matter what their voice is, that we stand there and make sure that they can be heard and, you know, and feel heard. So we're committed to that, and we'll continue to be committed to that.
Yeah, and I know Pensacola has done this very well, like a lot of things. Even when it came to the monument protest from a couple of years ago under the previous administration, same thing. It was all handled very well, largely because of what you guys did. But I know we had that one incident with the guy that was on the hood of the car as people were blocking the road. And it seems like part of this bill, I know, is to address that and to basically, raise the penalty level for impeding traffic, which in my mind is kind of to go with what you're saying. If there's a little bit more deterrent potency to some of these provisions, that might help aid you by preventing people from going in the wrong direction in their protesting on the front end, which would make policing on the back end a little bit easier. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of akin to traffic laws. You know, we prefer to never, you know, need to write a ticket or, you know, to work any crashes or anything like that. And, you know, traffic laws and those penalties are in place to, you know, hopefully gain that voluntary compliance. So, you know, kind of along those same lines, you know, the stiffer the penalty, you know, running a red light fine is, you know, more than, you know, not wearing your seatbelt fine or, you know, even running a stop sign. You know, those traffic light violations are increased. And that is to with the intent of gaining voluntary compliance and, you know, people having their headlight. And if I go ahead and run this red light, when I get caught, the fine's going to be a little stiffer and a little harsher. So I'll just go ahead and do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, a little bit of deterrence goes a long way in my mind. I agree with you about that. All right, we're talking about policing with acting Pensacola Police Chief Kevin Christman. Chief, in the last week, we've had a couple of things happen. One was, I guess you guys made an arrest in regards to a shooting at Pensacola Village, right?
We did. On March 3rd, there was a shooting that occurred in Pensacola Village. Our detectives doggedly worked that case, as they do every case that they get, especially those crimes of violence. And those involving firearms, and they were able to work that case and subsequently arrest Willie Rankins, 20-year-old black male. He was charged with attempted murder in reference to that shooting that occurred on March 3rd.
Well, I hate to have the thing happen, but I'm glad to have good police work to follow up, to follow it through. We also had a pedestrian fatality. This seems to be... I never know for sure what to blame these things on. Sometimes it's the car's fault. Sometimes it's the person's fault. Sometimes it's the infrastructure's fault. But we did have a fatality at Pace and Barrancas, right?
We did. Earlier this week, Jeremy Butler, a 43-year-old gentleman from Tallahassee, I believe he was in Pensacola for work, was crossing Barrancas Avenue at Pace. Unfortunately, he was crossing against the light, and an eastbound vehicle that had the right-of-way, had the green light, was unable to stop in time when the pedestrian crossed in front of him, and he was struck and subsequently died of his injuries.
Man, and if I remember correctly, when that happened, one of the things that stood out to me was that the person driving the car, and I always think, I can't imagine how awful you would feel if something like that happened while you were driving. Just for the rest of your life, you're living with that, even if you did nothing wrong. But my understanding is that person, the driver, actually stayed around, like legally you're obligated to, but even helped in some way or helped transport. Did I hear that right?
I don't have that information, but those incidents are traumatic for everyone involved. Yeah. The families, of the victim, the driver of the vehicle. There's tragic incidents. They're tragedies. Your heart goes out to everyone involved, the victim's family, the pedestrian who passed away, and the driver, too, because you're right. That's something that they're going to think about every day for the rest of their life, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We're talking to Kevin Christman. He is the acting chief of the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, there's a big announcement coming up today. I think it's 2:00 at the sheriff's office, and I won't ask you to pre-reveal unless you feel at liberty to do so. But can you even give us a hint about what this is all about?
I won't let the cat out of the bag, for the press conference. But I think what I can say is that the community is going to see that. The commitment to public safety here in the city of Pensacola and Escambia County with Sheriff Simmons is more than just talk. It's action. And I think that at that press conference, the community will see that those plans and things are in place to make sure that the city of Pensacola and Escambia County with Sheriff Simmons are committed to making this the safest possible place that it can be for our residents and for our visitors. So I'll leave it at that. And at 2:00, the press conference, you'll be able to hear the details.
Very good. One of the things that I continually expect is we had this anticipation that with Simmons becoming the sheriff and, of course, Leiter moving over there and the tight cooperation between them and PPD, that would become an even stronger relationship of cooperation. We're not talking about consolidation, at least not yet, but, the kind of like the inching in that direction in terms of interagency cooperation. Is it fair to say that that's been happening in the last couple of months?
The level of cooperation is definitely, increasing and will continue to increase. And I think today or this afternoon we'll kind of highlight the level of cooperation of, what we're doing. And, it's not just talk. It's easy to, get up and say we're going to do things or talk about things. But, when the rubber hits the road, and I think that's what you'll be able to see today, is that it's more than just talk. It's action and follow-up.
Outstanding.
And a real commitment to the public safety.
Last thing, you know, when we have Mike Wood on, the public information officer, we like to talk about cop myths a little bit. And I have one for you that I'm going to ask you about. I don't know whether this is a real thing or not, but when I was talking to Chief Leiter earlier this week about the six people attempting to rob the elderly, the grandfather, and the granddaughter is one of the people alleged to be involved in all of this, the story goes that one of the guys got shot, and then they took him to the hospital where the sheriff's deputies actually interdicted him and arrested him. But it raised to me the question of, there's this ongoing idea in movies and TV that if you get shot, you know, people avoid going to the hospital because the doctors always have to report a gunshot wound to the police. Is that actually true?
Yeah, they'll call us for gunshot, you know, victims, and they'll call us for other things too. One of the key ones is child abuse. You know, if someone comes in and the hospital staff suspects that there may be a aspect to injuries to a child, that's a big red flag, and they will call, and you know, they're an integral part of that, because you know, a lot of times they become the voice of a child who, you know, hasn't been heard or hasn't been able to be heard or is scared to be heard. They can be that voice and start to, you know, get the process rolling and get some protection and help for that child.
Interesting. Yeah, I knew about the mandatory reporting for child abuse. So gunshots, yes. Even, is that true even for other things that they think might be criminal? I mean, like a stabbing or something like that? If they think there's a crime, they call you guys?
Certainly, yeah. If they have any indication that something's not quite right, they'll call, give us a call, and so we can get up there and try to get to the bottom of what's going on.
Very interesting. Well, Kevin Crispin, he is the acting chief of the Pensacola Police Department. Chief, thanks so much for the time. As always, thanks for the work that you do. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Andrew.